You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1257.
You can pre-qualify somebody as much as possible. You can find out everything there is to know about that. You can build incredible rapport and a real relationship with that property owner. But I'm telling you this, if they've not made the decision that they're going to sell that property, then you're just wasting your time.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Fundamental. One of the biggest mistakes that I see in real estate investing is we're not pre-qualifying every single property owner every single time. This is absolutely critical. When you are speaking with a property owner, you shouldn't feel nervousness about what to say next because it's all built on four factors. And we call this the four pillars of pre-qualifying every single property owner every single time. That's the condition of the property, the timeline to sell that property, their motivation to sell that property, and the price. Now, let me break this down. Let me make this really simple because it truly is the scaffolding. It's the skeleton of every conversation that you have with the property owner revolves around those four pillars, right? I remember when I started out, I was green, I was new, I had stars in my eyes, I was excited. I had a conversation with this property owner named Joseph, and Joseph owned a property in an older neighborhood. So I thought, oh, this is a great opportunity. And I talked to Joseph. Joseph said, yeah, why don't you just come over, see the property, and we can work out all the details from there. And I was like, yes, this is it. And listen, when you only have like $37 in your bank account at the time, and a property owner says, come on over and check out my property, you get really excited because this could be it. This could be the big break. This could be the deal that makes you $3,000 or $30,000. It just depends on the situation, right? I ran out there and I got all dressed up. I put on a polo and slacks and nice shoes, and I made sure that my hair looked good, and I brought my folder with the purchase agreement, and I was ready to put this deal together. And I got there and I knew something was off as soon as I pulled up to the front of the house, because in the front of the house, there was like flower beds that were just planted, and the landscaping looked really nice. And Joseph was there, and he had just remodeled this property. It was beautiful. There was no distress here. There was no motivation here. The property was in excellent condition, and Joseph wanted over retail value for the property, and rightfully so. It was a beautiful property. But you can imagine how crestfallen, how disappointed I was, like slumping back to my car, like being like, oh, this wasn't the deal. This wasn't the one that I was going to be able to really make something happen on. And I never want you to go through that. And this happens all the time with people that are just starting out. We get so excited that somebody is nice to us and welcoming to us, and we want to run right out to that property right away and see what's going on. And that's great. I want you to keep that energy. I want you to keep that fire in your belly, but just pre-qualify that property owner before you go out there. All right? I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. It starts with the four pillars of pre-qualify. Now, before we get into the four pillars and really deep dive what questions to ask the property owner so that you can feel very confident having conversations with people that you've never spoken to before about their properties, you have to understand one fundamental rule. They have to have made the decision that they're going to sell this property, all right? You can pre-qualify somebody as much as possible. You can find out everything there is to know about that. You can build incredible rapport and a real relationship with that property owner. But I'm telling you this, if they've not made the decision that they're going to sell that property, then you're just wasting your time. All right. So number one, have they made the decision that they are going to sign a document, the deed to that property, over to somebody else? If they have, woo, now we are working with somebody that we can pre-qualify and really do business with. This gives us extreme potential with this property. So that's fundamental number one. Now let's get into the four pillars of pre-qualifying every property owner every single time. And this is the scaffolding of the conversation with every property owner that you speak to. So never again, do you have to worry about, I feel like I'm going off the rails with this conversation and not really understanding what this property owner wants with this property and when they want it and how they want it and all these other things. You don't have to worry about those things because you're going to discover it right here by these four pillars. The number one pillar is the condition of the property. This is critical, absolutely critical, because this opens up the conversation. Sometimes when you speak to a property owner, and you've probably had this experience before, sometimes when you speak to a property owner, they got their force field up. They're protecting themselves. They don't want to give you too much information about what's going on with them and their finances and their personal emotions with this property, but they don't have a problem telling you about the condition of the property. So some great questions to ask when a property owner is asking you, how much will you offer me? Or what does the process look like for you to buy my property? You say, listen, to be able to give you a fair and solid offer, the condition of the property is really important. So can you tell me what remodeling have you done to the kitchen and the bathrooms in the last 5 years? Why do we ask this question? Because if you look at the amount of investment that goes into a property, way more money goes into the kitchen and the bathrooms than does, say, a living room or a bedroom, right? And so that's a great place to start, because if they've upgraded this and it's got beautiful granite countertops and it's got new cabinets and they just put new stainless steel or brushed nickel fixtures in the bathroom, you're going to understand, okay, they're going to want a higher value for this property. But if they say things like, oh, it's in original condition, ding, 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 the light should be going off in your head, that red light, that victory bell going, oh my gosh, this is a potential. That is something that we're listening for, because that gives us the opportunity to put significant investment into these properties, which lowers the price and the expectations of the property owner typically, all right? So the condition of the property is really important. You can ask about the age of the roof. You can ask about the age of the furnace. You can ask if the basement's been finished. You can ask what's going on with the air conditioning or what's going on with the pool equipment or the servicing of the pool. All of these things are great questions to start really understanding, okay, is this property have potential for investment from a fix and flipper or a buy and hold investor that's looking for a great deal? Number one condition. The more that they open up, the more that they talk about the property, the longer you're on a call with the property owner, guess what? The more that they're going to be comfortable with you asking questions. And that goes to the second pillar of pre-qualifying, which is the timeline. And I'm telling you, this one is so important. The timeline that they want to sell this property. And I love asking the question, Mr. and Mrs. Property Owner, typically we can close and get you your money for this property in the next 14 to 30 days. Does that work for you? And then it's either a yes or no. And then you start really understanding, okay, what is the perfect timeline? In an ideal situation, when would you be absolutely done with this transaction? The property is out of your hands and you are able to move forward. This is really important to understand. Get the timeline so that you know how to follow up with that lead. Hey, listen, I don't want to sell for the next 6 months because I've got a tenant in there and that's how long their lease is, and I don't want to sell until they're out of the property. Then that helps you understand what's going on, what their timeline is. I don't want to sell the property for a year until my kids are out of school. Whatever it is, you need to understand the timeline because it's absolutely critical. And if they say something like, oh, I would have sold it yesterday. You get me the price I want and it's yours today. Those are the things that you're trying to pull out. That's what makes a really exciting opportunity. Number three is their motivation. Now, this is the interesting thing. If you get the condition of the property and you get their timeline, oftentimes they tell you the motivation. They tell you what their problem is. And let me tell you this, there has to be a problem. There has to be a problem for somebody to trade price for the speed and convenience that we're delivering. All right, remember, with every single seller of a property, there is price, speed, and convenience, and they only get to pick two, all right? So if they want speed and convenience, then they have to be lower on their price. And that usually comes from finding out what is the motivation. What is the motivation for them to sell this? What is the problem that they have? You know, are they going through a divorce? Is this a property that they inherited? Is this a property that they've had as a rental for a long time and they're just tired of being a landlord? You need to discover what is their motivation to sell this property. Maybe they just can't keep up with the property anymore. Maybe it's just too much for them and they can't spend enough. They don't have enough income to be able to keep this property in livable condition. But you need to find out what their motivation is. That is so important, because I'm telling you, once you know the condition and the timeline and the motivation, then you're really building a strong lead. The last one The fourth pillar of pre-qualifying is the price. How much do they want for this property? Because you can get the condition. They could say it needs total remodel and I'm ready to sell today and I just can't deal with this property anymore, but they could want double what it's worth, right? So you have to understand what is the price that they want for this property. So every time that you're having these conversations with the property owner, you're trying to find these four things out every single time. Because if you figure out all those four, you know what price they want, you know when they want it, what their motivation to sell it is, and you know what the condition is, then you can put together a solid offer and you've got a really good lead. When you get those four pillars, it is unbelievable. It's almost like a lay down situation where they're ready to move right away. But you need to talk to people and you need to find out these four things so that you can make a solid offer. And this whole business comes down to having conversations and making offers. But that conversation piece right there, this is where the four pillars come into play. This is where you really need to be good with the condition, timeline, motivation, price. Only with property owners that have made the decision that they're gonna sell, only. So make sure that you get that first. Make sure that you know that they're actually gonna sell this property. Get the four pillars of pre-qualifying and you're gonna have an unbelievable opportunity right in your hands. It's gonna be absolutely incredible. And ever since I developed that into my business, it's been so much more efficient. I was going on more qualified appointments. I was getting more unbelievable deals. And that allowed me to build up a bank account so that I could hire people to replace myself in this business. And nothing is more exciting than firing yourself from certain roles in your business and working on it and not in it. And that's what I want for you. But it all starts with pre-qualifying every single property owner every single time. If you're interested in joining the most proactive community in real estate investing, it is the Rhino Tribe. Go to wholesalinginc.com, wholesalinginc.com. Check out what it's all about and join this unbelievable community. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. We look forward to working with you. And that's it. I close out this podcast as I always do, encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. Till next time. Love you guys. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.